We are learning a new Masechta, Masechtas Hayriyos, which talks about different kabbonis that a Bezdin will bring, or a Kayim Mashiach, which means that if Bezdin paskins that a certain item that's really Chayev Chatos or Chayev Karas, like Chelev or Dam, if they paskin Vegans Klai Yisrael, this Chelev is Chelev that's Mutter, and Roiv of Klai Yisrael goes ahead and eats that Chelev, the halach is that the Bezdin or the Kahal brings a par helam davar shel tzibur. That's one halacha. There's another halacha that a Kohen Mashiach, which is a Kohen Gadol, will bring a different type of carbon. If he does something that's Chayev Karas, which is Chayev Chatas, a usual Chatas is a Kispo or Seira. But a par Kohen Mashiach will bring a par that's brought Bifnim, and there's a halacha of a Sa'ir Hanasi, and so on and so forth, different halachas of Chatas. Now really, Masechtas Hayriyos really brought Masechtas Kachim. It's all about Karbonos. But since the Masechta starts off with Hayru Bezdin, and we finished Masechtas Sanhedrin recently, that talked about Bezdin, therefore was placed as the last Masechta in Seder Nezikin. It really belongs to Seder Kachim, but the Rambam says that it was placed in Seder Nezikin because of Hayru Bezdin. Now, the Masechta is called Hayriyos, like the first word of Masechta. Hayru Bezdin is Lashon of Paskening, of teaching. Hayriyos is teachings, which is psakim, the psak of Bezdin. And with that, we'll start off the new Mishnah, the new Masechta. Hayru Bezdin lavar al achas b'kol mitzvah samuris b'tayra. Bezdin paskened that a certain mitzvah, which was chayiv karis, if someone was over this avera, like chelev or dam, and they paskened this type of chelev is mutter, or this type of dam is mutter. Now, if the Rav HaTzibur would go and do it, then they would bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. But here, the Rav HaTzibur did not do it. A yachid went ahead and ate that chelev. V'holach ha-yachid v'osa shoygig al-piyem. Bein she'osu v'osu imam. Sai if Bezdin ate with him. So he really did it, machmas Bezdin. He did it together with Bezdin. Bein she'osu, or maybe he saw Bezdin doing it v'osa achareim, and he did it afterwards. And Bein Shalei also, Bezdin didn't eat the chelev. He ate it himself, also, he ate it himself. And the loch is, since he did it, Machmas Bezdin, Potter, Bepesha, Tala Bezdin. He was toilet in Bezdin. The reason why he ate this chelev is not because he thought it was mutter. He heard from Bezdin it was mutter. He had a psak that it was mutter. And therefore, even now that he finds out that really it's chelev, he does not bring a karmen chatos. It's learned from a pasuk that here, since it wasn't his own shaygig, it was more like karv loinus. He toiled in Bezdin, and therefore he's part of a carbon. But in the case where hayru Bezdin, but if Bezdin made a psak, this chelev is kosher. And really, one of the dayanim knew that it's a mistake. He realized it's a mistake. Oy Talmud, or it wasn't one of the dayanim, it was one of the people who heard the psak. And he's Royal Ira, he knows that a paskin, and he realizes a mistake. And still he says, you know what? Bezdin said it's mutter, I'm going to go do it. V'halach v'asa al-pihem. And he went and did it al-pihem, because they said it's mutter. Bein she'asu v'asa imam, say if he did it together with them, with the Bezdin. Bein she'asu v'asa achreim, or they did it first, and then he ate it. Bein she'loi asu, they didn't do it at all, v'asa, and he did it. Harei zechayiv. The loch is, he's chayiv v'chatasir. Why? He wasn't eating it because Bezdin told him. He knew that it was Aser. So he can't say, oh, Bezdin says, but he knew it wasn't true. And therefore, he's Chayev Achatas. And Zeh Klal Toil, but Atzmoy Chayev. If he's toiling himself, he's Chayev. But Toil Bezdin, if he's toiling Bezdin, he is Potter. Now, if you ask me that in this case, so it's a Pashut Amazed, what does it mean that he's Chayev Achatas? It's amazing. The guy made a mistake. The guy knows that Bezdin made a mistake, and he goes ahead and eats the chelev. So isn't that amazing? He knows it's a mistake. He's eating chelev amazing. He knows it's chelev. Bezdin says mutter. So the Teretz is, the Gemara is saying, Rashi speaks it out, it's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. He thought that even if he knows, he thought like this, that even if I know it's a wrong psak, but mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham, you have to listen to the chachamim, and therefore he went ahead and did it. That was his mistake. It's a mistake. That if you know something's a matayis, even if the Chacham has told you, then you don't do it. But here, he made that mistake, and that's why it's a shaygig and it's chayev achatas. So we have two parts of our Mishnah. The Reisha is talking about a case where he doesn't know better. He's Amaretz, he doesn't know anything. Bezdin says it's muti, went and ate it. So loch is his partner, because Tehillim Bezdin. The second case is that he knows it's a mistake, and he went ahead and ate it. The loch is chayev achatas. Zogt die Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Lo oilom, ein bezden chayavim, ad she yoymru lehem mutarim atem. Which means that we know bezden is chayiv, a par helm dov shosibur, and lo oilom means, this machlok is the Gemara later on, is the bezden brings the carbon, or the kol brings the carbon. But in any case, par helm dov shosibur, which means a case where bezden said a certain chayiv is mutter, and Roiv of the Tzibur did it, ate the chaylev. The lach is, the carbon is parham dov shel Tzibur. That's only if the psak was that you are mutter to eat chaylev. And the same thing goes for Yochid, that Toilah and Bezdin, is dafka, if Bezdin said it's mutter to eat that item. But if Bezdin sat down at the Yarchi Kala, and they came out from the sugyo, they gave shurim on it, that this chaylev is mutter. That is not a case of parhel dov shatzibur, because it has to be a halacha lemaisa that they say it's mutara. Just speaking and learning and coming out leheter, that's not enough. Like the Tosfos Rosh explains, he says laafuke im shanu velomdu lahem bebeis hamedrash shemutter deloy hava ayra. If the Islam says I'm mutter bebeis hamedrash, that's not ayra. That's what Shmuel says. Rav Dimer Adoy says it even more. Rav Dimer Adoy amar at yoyimru lahem mutaram atem lasois. You have to say even more. Not only is it mutter, it was a psak halacha, halacha maisa. He says, you could do it, which means it was a v'shas maisa. They asked Bezdin, am I allowed to eat this? And they said, yes. That's called a real hayra. My time officially nigmara hayra. Until you say mutar matam lasois, it's not called a nigmara hayra. And when you say lasois, it's a mutter, then it's a hayra. So the bottom line is, there's two things past this. First of all, it's not only parham dov shel tzibur, and also the yachid only can be toil and bezdin. It's only if the psak was mutar matam lasais. That's Rav Dimi's psak. Shmuel said a little less that mutarim is enough, but everyone agrees. If you're just speaking and learning. That's definitely not a psak. Omar Abaye, I'm bringing a riot to Rav Dimi. Afa na nami tanino. It says Mesechta Sanhedrin that something called zokim mamre. That if he they had a machlokes hapaiskim in Bavel, they went up there to Shaul, they went to Sanhedrin Agadol, and they said that this is the way to go. The guy comes back home, and he still says like the way he always said, he's not chayiv misa. But if he paskins, then he's chayiv misa. So says Chazal Iroy Shana Velimet Kedar Shlimet. If he teaches the way he always taught, Potter Hoira Lasois. But if he paskins Lasois, then he's chayiv. So you see, he don't say Hoira Hoira Lasois. So you see, it's dafka of Yehoira to do b'shas ma'isa, so then Yechayiv. So you see the idea by Zokim Amre, it's not called Hoira until it's lasos, so it's a raya to Rav Dimi. Omar Rav Abba, Avanayat in another raya, it says that the loch is that if an Eid Echad comes and says that someone's husband died, she's allowed to remarry. She's a psak bezdin. Now let's say bezdin paskins that she's allowed to get married, she gets married, and the old husband comes, shows up. Is she Chayiv? Carbon or Misa for this? The answer is no, because she did it alpi bezdin. But, let's say she didn't get remarried, but she was Mezana. Now she's an Eish Shish really. Turns out she's really an Eish Shish. The halacha is, she's Chayiv Misa then. Why? Because she never got a psak to be Mezana. She only got a psak to get married. So her la bezdin lina osay, v'holcha v'kilkula chayevis v'carbon. She's Chayiv in a carbon, shleyatir, it's all, so shaygig, she's Chayiv in a carbon, shleyatir lo el lina osay. She only had a heta to get married, not to be Mezana. So what's the raya from here? So Rashi explains the raya is the lashon hayru lo bezdin li nase. Just say a tirua. What's hayru lo bezdin li nase? The words hayru bezdin li nase is mashma. It's only called hayra if it's hayru lo bezdin li nase. It has to be clear. Lases has to be very clear in order to be called hayra. That's raya number two. And raya number three is Amar Avina Afananim Tanina Hayru Bezdin Lavar Lachas Bekomis Amuris B'Tayra. Our Mishnah it says Hayru Bezdin Lavar Lachas Bekomis Amuris B'Tayra. It's clear that Hayru Bezdin Lavar. It's mashma to do it. Sulei Midi. So it's a raya to Rav Dimi. Now, Betzim by the first raya, you have to know if it's even if it's a kasha on Shmuel. It says there Chazal Iroy Shon of a Limeid Kedar Shemir Potter. It's mashma only that case is Potter, but if you said a psak be chayiv, then the sefer says lasis. Really, the ratio and sefer are steered to each other, which is a ara. I found the oral ma'isa in the sefer of the brura afterwards. It bothered me. They brought down the ara and so on. But Tosfos really bavarns different question. Tosfos says, why don't we ask a kasha on here on Shmuel? So Tosfos says, ula you could say that Rav Dimi is explaining Shmuel, and therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Because Rav Dimi is explaining Shmuel. With Mashman and Tosfos, you could have asked the kasha on Shmuel for these cases, and we have a teretz to one of them. But we'll see in a second, the Gemara is talking to ask the kasha from these brises on one of these mandiyamrim. Because the Gemara now has the same exact Gemara, but just the mandiyamrim with the opposite. Ikad amri. Omer Shmuel, Ein bezdin chayavim. Bezdin not chayim apar harem davish atzibur. And also the yachid can't say I did it api bezdin. Ach yomlem mutar matam lasis. Until bezdin says mutar matam lasis. Here's Shmuel saying they have to say mutar at lasis b'shas meisa. Go do it. Rav Dimer Adayim afilo mutar matam. Just a psak halacha halacha meisa is enough. Nigmar Ra, it's called Nigmar Ra. Here Rav Dimi is saying, like Shmuel said before, Omar Abayi, Abayi is a kasha Rav Dimi. But loy t'nanochi. Mishnah's not like that. Mishnah's hedge is not like that. It says in Mishnah, Chazur l'iroi v'shana, he went back to the city and taught again, Elimei Kedera Shlimei Potter. The loch is a potter from being in Zakeh Mamre. Her lasos, if you pass in Lamaisa, lasos a chayiv. And Rav Abba, it's not a kasha. Rav Abba, but loy t'nanochi. We learn not like Rav Dimi, who says Mutar Malone is enough. Hayru bet lo bezin li nasei, v'hol chol v'kilkalo. If bezin allowed her to get remarried, and she went and was mizan and didn't get remarried, chayves v'karmes, chayves v'karmes, lo tiru lo li nasei. You know, the whole head was li nasei. And you see from the words of tiru lo bezin li nasei, it's only called a psak if it's lasas. And Omer Avino v'alei tanachi, hayru bezin lav, v'lachas v'komis v'omot hayru. Sule midi. That's it. It's a kasha on Rav Dimi. So here you see it's a kasha, and Tois is a geschmack. Tois is saying over here, you couldn't say Rav Dimi is explaining Shmuel. Shmuel said, Mutar Mat Lasis. What's Rav Dimi saying? So Rav Dimi is arguing. And here we have kashas on Rav Dimi. But the first Gemara didn't ask a kasha on Shmuel, because maybe Rav Dimi was explaining Shmuel. That's the way Tois explains this Gemara. So Akapanam, what comes out over here is that you definitely need a psak halacha, and it's a shayla how vite has to be the psak. Either just saying halacha lamaisa, it's mutter, that's called hayra. Or you have to actually say muterim atem lasos, which means I actually tell you b'shas ma'isa you're allowed to go ahead and do it. And we said the nafkamina, what's this negeya? It's negeya for parham dov shatzibur, and it's also negeya for yochid that does alpi bezin. We said it's potter. It's dafka if you have a psak halacha, either muterim l'fi one man the yama or muterim atem lasos l'fi the other man the yama.